This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, I want to talk about abortion really quickly here. It's very controversial, and as a doctor, I can't stand it when I see the media or politicians or just people in general take a subject that's so, like, crucial, that's really, this is some heavy stuff, and argue about things that were kind of manipulated as the narrative was manipulated to go one way when the issue is another. I mean, if you want to know where I politically stand on abortion, it's let's not perpetuate the political mantra and the fight that the right and the left want to do. Let's actually deal with the issue at hand. And the funny thing is a lot of pro-choice and pro-lifers or conservatives and liberals agree on things when it comes to the abortion issue. There's a lot we agree on. And nobody's talking about that. Because the powers that be, and I'm not exactly sure who the powers that be are, they want people to continue to fight. The abortion issue is going to get juicier and juicier and juicier. And as a doctor, I'm like, okay, wait a second here. You know, we're talking about baby's health, women's health. Okay, this is not supposed to be a political toy. This is not supposed to be a tool, but it is. Okay, so where I get frustrated, I'm sorry, I got runny nose. Where I get frustrated is we have hundreds of thousands of abortions being done a year, okay? And we have on one end, doctors being thrown in jail now if they perform an abortion. On the other end, we have people considering second trimester, third trimester abortions, and we're just going, the pendulum is just swinging so high, and we're circling the far, far octaves with this issue, and I think we can all agree on some certain things, and I think we could address this issue a lot better than we are. This is 2019. Okay, let's get it right. So, where do we all agree? Where does everybody agree on the abortion issue? Well, first, let's agree it's not an abortion issue. Okay? Ending the life of a fetus. All right? Whether you think it's a life or not. The one thing that both sides agree on is it is a living organism. We all agree with that. Where we disagree on is, are there constitutional rights of the fetus over the mom, or right? But we do agree that it is a living organism. Another thing that we all agree on is that an unwanted pregnancy is not ideal. I think both sides agree with that. We're having hundreds of thousands of abortions done each year, meaning we have hundreds of thousands of unwanted pregnancies. Now, for simplicity, we're not going to count those with rape and incest. Honestly, if we have 700,000 cases of incest a year, then we need to address that. If we have 700,000 cases of unwanted pregnancy resulting from rape, we need to address rape. But if we're going to, let's just say, and remember, not all states report all abortions. So we don't have true numbers. The CDC gives us as good a data as they have, but not the states aren't all required to report it. So, you know, whether it's 700,000 a year or 1.5 million a year that we heard back in the 80s or 53 million we were hearing in the 70s, I mean, again, we aren't really getting a true number because if the states aren't reporting it, we don't know. But that's neither here nor there. All right, what can we all agree on? I think we all agree that a person becoming pregnant, again, we're not talking rape and incest, we're talking just unwanted pregnancies. A person becoming pregnant when they don't want to is not ideal. So then why? Why are hundreds of thousands of women or men getting pregnant when they don't want the baby? This is 2019. Has anybody even thought about that? Is anybody talking about that? Well, no, that's not sexy. It's more sexy to talk pro-life, pro-choice. It's more sexy to talk about what we're talking about in the media. But the issue we have is we have hundreds of thousands of women that are being told they're pregnant and they don't want the baby. Or they don't want to be pregnant. That's an issue. Maybe we need to talk about that. You know, when you get these statistics, it's between the ages 15 and 44. All right. I've talked to you guys about the most powerful being force on this earth, next to God. All right. Who is it? No, it's not Captain Marvel. The most powerful being, the most powerful entity is nature. Nature will always find a way. All right. Think back when you were in middle school, in high school, you were horny. All right. Our bodies are designed to make babies. That's what our bodies are designed to do. We're the human race. And so we want to start making babies when we're 13, 14, 15. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Instead, what are we doing as society? Like, no, 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 hold off. Hold off. Go to school first. Oh, I tell my kids that all the time. Go to school. And then maybe after high school, finish college. Now wait for your career. So what we're doing is rather than doing what nature is trying to force us to do, is we're putting it off. And we're expecting a little baby pill or a little baby IUD or emotion to prevent nature from doing what it's intended. We're putting off our evolution, and we have an abortion problem. Maybe it's not an abortion problem. Maybe it's a society problem. We're not going to stop premarital sex. You can't. You can't tell a kid. Right? It's not going to happen. They're animals. Kids are animals. We're all animals. So if we have this drive to have sex and procreate, maybe we need to kind of look at the situation a little differently. I mean, you know, society has now changed the way humans are, but nature will always win. Man thinks, God links. That's that famous saying where, you know, man works, but God laughs. All right. Nature is going to win. You know, we talk about autism on the rise. People are blaming vaccines. What nobody's talking about is maybe the reason why autism is on the rise is because we have a lot of older moms and older dads having babies. When we had babies in our 13, 14, 15 year old, you know, days, we didn't see as much. Now, we can't really compare. We didn't do good record keeping or diagnosing. But us deciding to do things differently and choose not to get pregnant and fight nature is now giving us this new issue of us figuring out what to do when we don't want a pregnancy. So I'm not saying to do one thing or another or give everybody IUDs, but let's just stop falling prey to what the media wants and let's actually talk about the situation like, you know, normal people. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-8. Oh, boy. Now, there I go. 1-8. Sorry. See, this is what happened when I type and talk at the same time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, right? 877. Remember, it used to be just 1-800? And then it was like 888. Okay, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all. Is it Daniel or Jason today? What is going on with my memory? Yay, Daniel. Love you, Daniel. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I had just gotten a report that there was some contaminated CBD oil that there's a story that I need to find for you guys. I'm going to probably talk about that in a little bit because that bothers me. A lot of you guys are on CBD oil, and I don't want that to happen. Okay, so we'll work on that in a second. Okay, so Supreme Court, this is interesting. All right, this is June, so the Supreme Court will start handing down their decisions like a little baby driplets until the last week when I'm usually on vacation, and then that's when we get the biggies. But apparently one case where we were kind of interested in how they would weigh in, they actually sided, Supreme Court sided, with an Oregon bakery that refused to make a cake for the same-sex wedding. This is a story that's been going on for a while now. If you guys remember, there was a Colorado baker who refused to make a cake for a same-sex couple. I mean, it blows my mind with everything going on with Ebola and, you know, infectious disease and immigration and all that, that something like this has taken so much, you know, of our focus. But again, you know, LGBTQ rights, you know, progress has been made, not quickly enough. So, you know, on one end, sometimes that's, you know, just how things have to be. On the other end, you know, is the media continually perpetuating the story so that it gets to the Supreme Court, and issues that a bunch of us would also like to see don't, because they're not as, you know, exciting or sexy. That's a big criticism I have of today, where issues get taken care of or get discussed if it sounds sexy, if it sounds more enticing to the media and to advertisers. And that's what makes news today. Not, you know, not all the news gets attention, just the news that kind of fits a certain narrative. You know, just like we were talking about, you know, the measles, the mumps, the hepatitis A outbreak. You know, it's all about the measles outbreak, yet nobody's talking about mumps and some of the cases where it's happening in vaccinated kids. That's not as exciting a story as unvaccinated families in New York and the measles outbreak. So you're going to get the news that's the most exciting. So the Supreme Court is also going to see cases that get a lot of attention. And this got a lot of attention. Both sides are very, very fascinated of what would happen with this. So according to CNN, the Supreme Court on Monday wiped away a ruling that went against a bakery in Oregon that refused to make a cake to celebrate the wedding for a same-sex couple. The justices sent back the case pitting religious liberty concerns against LGBTQ rights to the lower courts for further consideration, in light of last term's ruling in favor of a Colorado baker who refused to make a cake for the same-sex couple. So they were getting married, and they wanted to have same-sex dolls on the cake, and the baker refused. That's a big issue. That's a very passionate issue. And it got to the Supreme Court. They said the court took over 3 months discussing the case behind doors to render Monday's summary decision. The timing suggests the justices were debating different ways of resolving the case, short of putting it on the calendar for next term. I think they punted. I don't think they wanted to take one stand or another. It's religion is starting to lose its power and its footing with the Constitution. And so for them to say, no, you have religious liberties, you know, if you don't want to make a cake, you can, versus somebody's civil rights. You know, why can't we as a couple get a cake that heterosexual couples can have? Are you refusing business? I think what happened is the baker actually was still going to give them a cake, but let them put their what are they, dolls or plastic, you know. And, you know, LGBTQ does not want to be treated any differently than anybody else. So, I, playing devil's advocate, you know, there's, let's say, as a baker, and I'm not for or against what's going on, I'm just saying, this is why I get frustrated with the situation. Let's say I'm a baker. And I know that the guy and the girl that are getting married, one of them is cheating. And I refuse, I'm against their marriage. I'm like, you shouldn't marry him because he cheated on you, but I can't say that. So I don't want to make the cake. Is that going to go to the Supreme Court? Probably not. So do you have a right to refuse? Do you not refuse? You make the cake. I mean, it's it's one of these things where it's really significant, but then why isn't it all significant? You know? I mean, there's people that refuse service to you all the time. I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to make a penis cake for your bachelor party. Well, but what about freedom of speech? What about, you know? So it's frustrating. It's really frustrating. I mean, this is a couple that, you know, they want a cake and they wanted to celebrate their cake and they got turned down. Should it have gone to the Supreme Court? Should the baker have gotten sued? Does the baker have a right to say, I don't want to make that kind of a cake? You know? Again, I thought when I first heard this case that the ACLU was going to be defending the baker because you can't force somebody to do something that they don't want to. And, you know, stores and restaurants are allowed to refuse service to anybody. But no, that was not the case. ACLU, you know, helped the couple. And again, I see why also, but it's like we got now civil rights. Is it religious rights versus LGBTQ rights? And it's a shame that those aren't in line with each other. It's a shame that somebody's religion has to be, it's a mess. It's a real mess. So the case concerned Melissa and Aaron Klein, who operated Sweet Cakes by Melissa in Oregon. The bakers refused to make a cake to celebrate the same-sex wedding of Rachel Cryer and Laura Bellman. So what we used to do, and we still can do, is if there's, let's say, well, I mean, we see this with doctor's offices. If there's a doctor, office that is very upset that you're anti-vaccine and doesn't take care of your child because they're anti-vaccine, they don't get sued, they don't get taken to the Supreme Court. What ends up happening is people go online saying that doctor is not anti-vaccine friendly. When there is an anti-vaccine friendly doctor, that doctor gets put online and everybody knows to go there. So a question a lot of people have, you know, and again, I have people in my family that are LGBTQ, and I want them to have the same rights as anybody else. But I am just a little bit kind of shocked that this case made it all the way to the Supreme Court. And we have tons of other instances, too, where this is happening, but it doesn't get the attention. And so, and I'm not saying that, you know, people should go online and badmouth the bakery, but if the bakery is not pro-LGBTQ, then they probably will not be doing those types of cakes, and they won't get that business. It's like, if I don't want, let's say my husband is allergic to shrimp, and there's a restaurant that cooks shrimp, and my husband's allergic to it, and they won't use separate pots, then we don't go there. But things are different now. You know, if somebody said something that was offensive, you used to stay away from that person or try to quit, or unfortunately you had to work with that person. Now we have these processes. The new society today is we fight all wrong. Maybe that's good, maybe it's not good. But I now see so many instances where there could be legal battles of refusal of service. Well, we saw what happened with the Dine and Dasher. There was a person who would eat, not pay. So somebody refused service, and then she was plastered all over the news as racist. And then they came to find out, no, he actually tweeted about Dine and Dashing. So this was, she was trying to protect the, so do you protect the company, or do you refuse service? And if you refuse service, are you refusing service? Is that putting you at risk of being bigoted? So, this case with the baker, I don't know how much we've progressed, but right now, if it's against your, you know, religious beliefs, you don't have to be forced to do something. But it's just a shame that something like this had to make it to the courts. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hut hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As preparations continue for the Salute to America event being held in Washington, D.C. on July 4th, some Democratic lawmakers are saying the president is turning a traditionally nonpartisan event into a campaign rally, to which White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says,
"That's absolutely ridiculous. This is all about a salute to America. The president is not going to get political. He's going to celebrate the greatest country, the greatest idea in the history of the world, and that is the United States of America."
According to AAA, more than 41 million Americans are expecting to hit the road and travel over the 4th of July holiday. As far as what folks can expect to pay for gas, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells Fox News,
"Unfortunately, motorists that are taking to the road are going to be greeted by higher prices in almost every state except for the West Coast, where gas prices keep moving lower."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Maryland cannabis regulators are warning of a lead contamination risk as they expand tests of heavy metals. So this is in Maryland, and they're testing heavy metals and marijuana products as they warned the public about the risk for possible lead contamination in possible vaping devices. The Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission issued an advisory late Friday to notify patients and other stakeholders of potential lead contamination of cannabis liquids in vape cartridges following exposure to heat Remember we talked about how these cartridges, there's metals that are leaking, like especially with vaping, non-cannabis e-cigs, where the vaping coil is leaking metals into the vapor, and then that gets into your lungs. So the warning comes as the commission is enacting new rules that will require heavy metal testing at the stage when companies are making products to be sold to the public. State-licensed cannabis growers have been required to test for metals since the medical program began in 2017. So apparently the new testing rules were introduced to correct an oversight of the original regulations, according to Joyce Strand, executive director of the commission. Drafted late last year, the proposed rules were open to public comment through the end of last month. So the proposed regulations still have to go through the approval process and all the other blah, blah, blah. So some patient advocates have been demanding for weeks that state regulators alert the public to the potential risk with lead in cannabis. When asked Wednesday about when the commission would notify the public about its investigation, what we learned from the investigation will come from our next steps. So let me just say, there's a misconception that if somebody smokes marijuana or uses CBD, they don't care about their health. That's wrong. Many people are smoking for their health. You know, we've had these stereotypes about people who smoke, you know, calling them potheads and all that. But the funny thing is, again, that's just the mantra. That's just the narrative that, you know, we are being, manipulated towards believing. There's a lot of people out there that have been using marijuana for a variety of things. You know, they use it to relax, or they use it to sleep, or they use it to deal with their pain. And so the idea of, well, the average person who smokes marijuana doesn't care about the pesticides or about the fungus or about other things that could be on the, coming into their lungs, they actually do. But because it makes them feel better, and because they trust that over pharmaceuticals, you know, they choose that. And then you have some people that just want to get high. And, you know, the idea of, well, people trying to get high, they reap what they sow. That's, they're not bad people. People wanting to get a buzz and getting an escape. Many of them have a lot of issues. Some of them have, PTSD. Some of them have depression. Some of them have anxiety. Some of them have pain. And so I think the one good thing about the legalized marijuana movement is we're starting to get rid of some of the stigmas of the whole, like, Cheech and Chong, right? You know, everybody thinks, well, if you smoke pot, you're like Cheech and Chong. Well, not entirely. That's not, okay? Yeah, maybe Cheech and Chong got high, but remember, it was a movie. And they were trying to, make light of things. Now, on the flip side, I'm seeing people stoned out of their minds. And that's our fault. It's our fault because we perpetuated that idea that you have to sit there and get baked. You know, we're just going to sit there and just get baked. That's going to be our entertainment. Or we're going to smoke until we just can't think anymore. That's what we've, glorified in movies, on TV. I mean, the average marijuana user doesn't sit there and get baked. It's amazing how I'm seeing people, they're very mathematical about it. They're very strategic about it. And then you have some people like, it's like wine. I just want to sit and relax. And by the way, some of these people, the reason why I think a lot of these wine drinkers, I've told you guys this, the reason why I think wine is healthy for some and not healthy for others, because we know wine can put you at risk for cancer. We know that. Alcohol can do that. But it's because your wine drinker in France or Italy or in America might be slowing it down. They might be just kind of taking it slow. I don't have to eat a four-course meal in 15 minutes. I can take my time to eat the food slowly. That helps metabolism. Rather than a night fighting with my spouse, I could just have some wine, and we just talk about the day, and we just chill. Maybe the key to long life is learning how to chill. We never talk about that. And we don't do that. So now we have marijuana, and marijuana kind of forces you to chill. Now, I'm not saying that's healthy. Right, and I'm going to say it again. If you guys are going to use marijuana, I'd rather you eat it and not smoke it. Because, I mean, your lung function only has one job, and that's to give you oxygen. Don't be mucking it up, you know, with other stuff. But it also shows you that we need to be very, very careful about what we're thinking is safe and what we're thinking is regulated. They say there were concerns about lead that were sparked last year by a study published by Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health that had found potentially unsafe levels of lead, chromium, manganese, and nickel in e-cig vaping devices. And then worries escalated earlier this year when California's newly mandated heavy metal testing detected lead in vape products. So Maryland is now among a few states that require two steps of tests for heavy metals in cannabis, one at the growing stage and one at the processing stage where raw flower is infused into products ready for sale. Now, California, which has permitted medical cannabis now for 23 years, just implemented metals testing. See, only now. Now, people in the industry say everybody can relax. They said you haven't seen any heavy metals at the grow level. We haven't seen any heavy metals at the processing side. The only other source would have been the vape pen. So, again, they're seeing where these metals could have been introduced into the subjects, right? Was it, you know, are metals being picked up during the irrigation? Are they? So they're saying, no, they're clean until the vape pen. And they say in cheaply made metal cartridges as opposed to ceramic ones, like bongs, right? The heat that creates the vapor could lead to leach into the product. They say companies may want to cut their costs using low-quality vape cartridges. Well, if you're using some cheap leaded cartridge, then, yeah, it's going to release or leak lead. Now, they say they haven't seen evidence in Maryland, but Maryland is already starting to get on it. Apparently, in 2017, the state has required its five certified independent labs to test for heavy metals, among other numerous elements by the marijuana flower. Somebody should be checking for fungus also. They have 15 licensed growers. Yeah, there's a lot of people looking for land on where to grow marijuana. That's like a big industry now. Farmland for marijuana. I know, we have a world hunger problem. And we have, yeah, and you know, we're, rather than trying to farm more food, we're going to farm marijuana. And marijuana does make you hungry. For some people, it keeps their appetite down, but for some other people, it makes them hungry. So, but, yeah, people are looking how to cultivate marijuana. Need a lot of water for that. Now, the state rules have not required the labs to look for lead in other metals, in cannabis oil, waxes, ointments, capsules, or look for other impurities in cannabis infused products. They need to. All right. They say, in addition to verifying the presence of CBD or THC, THC, as you know, is the psychedelic the euphoric component that delivers a high. Labs test processed products to make sure they don't exceed safe levels for certain chemicals, molds, insects, hair, or other microbiological impurity. Can you imagine breathing in hair? This is being reported by the Baltimore Sun. So, just, you know, unfortunately, I can't say to trust the label because I don't think we know where we're at yet because we legalized it faster than we were ready for. But just kind of, you know, like I said, it might be safer just eat it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey,
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told here, this is from Bustle.com, that ICE quarantines 5,200 detained immigrants who are exposed to mumps and chickenpox. They say the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has reported seeing a dramatic increase in the number of immigrants exposed to highly contagious viral infections. According to CNN, ICE has quarantined 5,200 immigrants for mumps or chickenpox exposure after confirmed cases of the disease were reported at 39 different immigration detention centers. that in a statement to Bustle, Natalie Asher, Executive Associate Director for ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations, ERO, said the agency considered the influx of Central American immigrants at the southwest border to be a contributing factor to the current mumps outbreak. Why are we only hearing about this now? The mumps outbreak has been going on for a couple years now. They say with 75% of our current detention population coming to us directly from the border, the fact that we're seeing mumps in nearly 40 facilities across the country and recent outbreaks of mumps in Central America, the preponderance of evidence points to the major influx at our southwest border being at minimum a significant contributing factor at these occurrences. So according to The Hill, ICE claimed that 4,200 detained immigrants were placed in quarantine following exposure to mumps. ICE has quarantined another 825 people due to exposure to chickenpox, while another 99 detained immigrants were quarantined for exposure to both viral infections. An ICE official tells Bustle that the agency has offered MMR vaccine to all asymptomatic detainees thought to have been exposed to the disease. So ICE said it confirmed a total of 334 cases of mumps among detainees in custody from September 2018 to June 13, while the agency has seen cases of contagious disease like flu, measles, and chickenpox before. September was reportedly the first time ICE had recorded any confirmed cases of mumps in their shelters. Now, I'm sure this is starting to give you guys some, you know, scratching on the head. Okay, well, what about flu? I mean, you know, measles and mumps, that's serious stuff, but, you know, we know that people have died from the flu. How many of our flu cases, 80,000 last year, 60,000 this year, could have possibly come from, you know, people illegally coming into our borders? I don't know. You know, it's really hard to chase the strain. You know, they go, we have a real vicious strain this year. Why is that? Is it because in nature it changed, or did it get brought in, imported from another country? I don't think we'll ever know, because again, that's going to change the whole political narrative on things. And that might not be okay with certain political groups. But as a doctor, I'd like to know. For detained immigrants, however, they said the exposures and subsequent quarantine can impact how long they remember in ICE custody and how active they're able to be in their own immigrant hearings. From an operational perspective, the impact is significant in the short and long term and will result in an increase in cohorted detainees' length of stay in detention, an inability to effect removal of eligible cohorted detainees, and postponing scheduled consular interviews for quarantined detainees. So basically, as they're trying to figure this out, right, now that kind of changes the whole process of detaining and holding and, you know, watching and quarantine, whatever. So, the easiest thing is to not have them come to the border to begin with. According to Reuters, ICE first reported having quarantined a number of adult immigrants in March after it identified roughly 236 confirmed or probable cases of mumps in 51 facilities. At that time, an ICE spokesperson told the news outlet that 2,200 immigrants in ICE custody have been placed in quarantine over exposure concerns. So, this is interesting. I got an email over the weekend where people were asking if this vaccine issue was a Democrat or Republican issue. And it's not supposed to be. But, of course, Republicans and Democrats take sides. If the Democrats take one side, Republicans will take the opposite and vice versa. So I guess it's not supposed to by any means. But I guess somebody pro-max vaccination might lean more liberal in terms of government getting involved. Again, I disagree with the whole political, characterization of it. I think a lot of us, whether we're conservative or liberal or, you know, pro-vaccine, but I guess mandatory vaccinations might be more of a liberal philosophy, and keeping the government out of our lives and not forcing us to get a shot we don't want might be more of a conservative philosophy. However, even though with religions, right, you know, you can't say all Catholics are Republicans and all Jews are Republicans or all Jews are Democrats. You can't say that. But a lot of the population clusters in question when it comes to the measles vaccine might be more liberal, might not be. We don't know. Nobody's kind of bringing up their political affiliation. And so vaccination affects both Republicans and Democrats, liberals, and conservatives. So I know people would love for it to be another, you know, rift, you know, or another, you know, schism, is that the right word for it? Right, that separates Republicans and Democrats, but it shouldn't, and I hope it never gets to that. However, what somebody brought up was if the liberals are pro, you know, mass vaccination and mandatory vaccination, then because they're so anti the measles outbreak, how do they feel about immigrants bringing measles and mumps and chickenpox to this country? So what my listener brought up, which is exactly what I've been saying, I think what you all have been noticing, is politics works for only the first two arguments. And then when you go to argument three and four, right, you find a lot of hypocrisy on both sides. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the abortion issue, you know? Alright, you know, if the average pro-choicer wants the government completely out of their lives, out of their, you know, out of their, you know, decision to have a baby or not, I get that, but then why does the government have to pay for it? Or why do we have to be taxed for it? I mean, there's hypocrisy all the time. Same thing with, you know, both sides with, both sides have their, you know, I could find holes in, you know, everybody's, arguments. So I might lean one way or another, depending on, you know, what I think makes more common sense. I like to go for the more common sense, but a lot of times, when it comes to politics, it's you just take it for the team. You just support the team, even if you disagree with it. You know? It's like your buddy gets into a fight with somebody. And you're like, okay, he really shouldn't have done that. You know, he was drunk, he was stupid. And so you could say, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm going to take him home. Okay, this isn't going to happen. Okay, you know, I'm going to call it like it is, I'm going to take him home. But instead, you're like, you know what, my buddy's in a fight, I'm going to protect him no matter what. And, you know, both are admirable. Yeah, that's what people, you know, that's why, I mean, I don't have a problem with somebody being liberal or conservative and, you know, voicing their issues and being passionate. I'd rather you be passionate about a law than not caring. I'd rather you be passionate about the country. The second you don't care about the immigration issue is the second we lose our borders. I want you to care one way or another. Either you care about, okay, we need to let people in, and, you know, we need to, you know, absorb them into our country and find a way to do that. Or, you know, we streamline the process and we protect the resources that we have. You know, either way, I'd just rather you be passionate about it. But we are going to see hypocrisy. We are going to see people argue and go, well, okay, well, wait a second here. You know, we need to do this to stop the measles vaccine. Well, then, okay, but then why aren't we stopping immigrants? Why aren't we, you know, stopping illegal immigrants from coming in? Oh, no, no, no. I'd rather just, you know, deal with one, you know, topic at a time. Well, no. You got to stand for it all then. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.